everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Learn this dance. Remember that was that a trend for a while to learn the Go Ninja Go Ninja dance?
I actually taught Vanilla Ice how to do that dance.
Did you?
So, yeah, I did.
You're a pretty good dancer then.
Damn good dancer. And cut a rug, bro.
Can you like scoop your foot and jump to the side and do that thing and wiggle your shoulders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you wear shoulder pads while you do it?
You know the thing where you put one hand inside your shirt and then you grab your sleeve and then you make it look like your heart's beating?
Yeah, you pull it away and you go with it. That was sick. It was a sick move, dude.
It was a great dance.
Get some other go-to moves.
I invented the moonwalk too. It was great. That's great.
Did you ever do the Busta Rhymes? Remember that old Dangerous video where Busta he'd clap his hands and he'd move his shoulders up and down?
Oh yeah,
and
for sure.
Scoot to the side.
I can do it all. I can do that dance and the Charleston and other dances.
Charleston, huh? Baby circles. Are you baby circles?
Do the Fat Joe lean back one. I can do that one too.
My dad does his dance. It's awesome, dude. He always used to when I was a kid. He just kind of kick his front foot forward and then do it backwards. And you just go back and forth. And I thought it was the funniest thing as a kid for some reason.
Anytime dad's dance, it's like, all right, this is going to be a good day.
Love it when my dad, dude, anytime he's in the mood and starts dancing, I'm in the mood. I start dancing because I'm like, dude, dad's dancing. I got to be dancing.
You got to. When dad's out there, man, get out there.
He does. He'll get low and start doing the baby circles low, you know, and then like get a little higher. And dude, all old people had that same, like, it's the snap the fingers, clap the hands.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll just go back and forth. See it at weddings. I love it. I love it. And you got to play some Bob Seger. You get some,
And to jump on that, a tip for all you single guys out there that are going to weddings. If you want to guarantee getting a bridesmaid wet, all right, just go dance with an old lady out on the dance floor. All right. I guarantee it.
All right,
you get out there, you cut a rug with a little old lady, dude. Guaranteed. Yes. Guaranteed.
Our buddy, we have a buddy used to do it, and he could ballroom dance.
Yeah.
And he'd go to weddings and just grab grandma and start twirling around. Yeah. Dude, he'd bring the whole room around, dude.
And
the whole show, he'd drop the whole show, dude. It was awesome.
Bonus points, if you don't get a bridesmaid, you still get grandma, so it works out. So.
You know grandma's looking, huh?
Yeah, she's looking good, man. She's ready to go. She's had a few glasses of champagne. She's ready to party.
Hey, when's the last time you legit broke down and danced?
I was at my cousin's wedding.
Like you were serious about it.
Oh,
like
I did my Saturday Night Fever dance where I did the knee drops and everything, man. I was crushing it. I felt
sliding
it.
Sliding on your knees?
No. You do the, you know, like the old Russian dance, right? Where I'll have to show you one day. I'll show you. I can still do it.
I don't know what you do.
But it's painful. It's painful. It is. It
I like
hurts.
To do the Weekend at Bernie's dance where I just lean back. And just start shaking.
Just do the shoulders. Just do the shoulders.
The Bernie. Dude. I love the Bernie, dude.
It's a good one to do. Anyway, enough of our sweet dance moves. We got to do
your... Shake some die once in a while.
Clickety-clack. He's doing the dice thing too much. He's doing the dice. It's really his only move. All right, we got to do dumb vocabulary, for God's sakes.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? The answer is yes, you can. Nabis. Weed, you got it. I got a lot of good stuff over there, man.
Feel good.
Your dumb vocabulary for to do, let's do baby bags.
What is that? Just a funny
baby bags.
Baby bags. I know you. Well, you've been carrying a lot of baby bags, but those are legit baby bags.
Yeah,
you know
this is
not dumb vocabulary.
Yeah, no, that's not a dumb vocab. Baby bags.
Baby bags. I don't know. It's chicks' boobs in some sort of a way.
I'll pinpoint it for you because you're right. It's the large breasts of a pregnant woman. or of a new mother. You know, Kiki's still rocking the baby bags right now, so that's good. Yeah.
So they got it goes away then. So they.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just get big and then they go away.
So from what Kiki tells me is that obviously they're engorged now. I'm going full into it. So everyone can picture Kiki's boobs. They're engorged now because she's making milk. But then even after she's done making milk, they still stay bigger. You got the mom bombs. That's what it is. Oh yeah,
mom bombs. You know, all kinds of words for these things.
Yeah,
dude.
Fantastic. I like boobs.
Well, so what? When do they just turn into the slopes?
I don't know. I don't know when gravity takes effect on that, but. Anyway, baby bags. Example. Look at those baby bags. Those look nice. Want to milk them. That is your dumb vocabulary for
mama.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. All right, we'll be back.